on a ceremony in a Catholic church. And there were all these monks completely full dandavat on the floor. It must have been about 20 or 30 of them.
I tamo je bilo oko 20-30 katoličkih svećenika i svi su davali potpuni dandavat.
They were saying some kind of prayer, I don't know. And then some big high priest came in.
Bila je neka molitva koju ja ne znam, ali je došao neki visoki svećenik.
Does anybody know what that was about?
Je li netko zna o čemu se radi?
Ali ono kad oni postaju svećenici, naš onda ode.
I think so. They were all getting ordained. They do that at ordination. So we get ordained every day, right? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 This evening we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Ove večeri čitam iz Bhagavad Gita kako je.
By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
U njegovoj božanske milosti, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Chapter 2, entitled Contents of the Gita Summarized.
Poglavlje drugo, pod nazivom Sažeti pregled sadržaja Gita.
Text number 70.
Stih 70.
Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravashanti advat tadvat kamayam pravashanti sarve sashanti mapnoti nakama kami. Think you can follow that? Such a beautiful verse. I like that tune. Is that a nice tune?
I like.
How do you like that tune?
A kako volite taj zvuk?
Zvuk.
Zvuk. Zvuk.
Zvuk. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravashanti advat tadvat kamayam pravashanti sarve sashantim apnoti nakamakami. Translation, a person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, not the man who strives to satisfy such desires.
Koji se uvijek puni vodom, ali ostaje miran. Samo onaj tko nije uznemiren neprestanim tijekom želja može dostići mir, a ne onaj tko nastoji zadovoljiti takve želje. Smisao. Premda je nepregledan ocean uvijek pun vode, neprestano se puni vodom, osobito za kišnog razdoblja. Ali ocean ostaje isti, miran. Nije uzburkan, niti se izljeva izvan svojih granica. To vrijedi i za osobu utemeljenu svjesnosti Krišne. Sve dok imamo materijalno tijelo, prohtjevi će tijela za zadovoljavanjem osjetila postojati. No Bhakta nije uznemiren takvim željama jer je pun u sebi. Čovjeku svjesnom Krišne ništa nije potrebno jer Gospodin zadovoljava sve njegove materijalne potrebe. Zato je kao ocean, uvijek pun u sebi. Želje se mogu pojaviti poput vode rijeka koje se ulijevaju u ocean. Ali on je postojan u svom djelovanju i nije ni najmanje uznemiren željama za zadovoljenjem osjetila. To dokazuje da je svjestan Krišna. Iako su želje prisutne izgubio je svaku sklonost materijalnom zadovoljavanju sjetila. Budući da uvijek nalazi zadovoljstvo u transcendentalnom služenju gospodina s ljubavim, može ostati postojan poput oceana i tako uživati potpuno miru. Drugi, koji želi ispuniti svoje želje za oslobođenje, a da ne govorimo o materijalnom uspjehu, nikad ne dostižu mir. Plodonosni radnici, ljudi koji teže spasenju i jogi koji žele steći mistične moći, nesretni su zbog neispunjenih želja, ali osoba svjesna Krišna nalazi sreću u služenju gospodina i nema želja koje bi trebalo ispuniti. U stvari, ona ne želi čak ni oslobođenje od takozvanog materijalnog ropstva. Krišnini bhakte nemaju materijalnih želja i zato uživaju u savršenom miru.
So originally we were all residents of the spiritual world in association with Krishna.
Izvorno mi smo svi stanovnici duhovnog svijeta i u društvu smo Krishna.
Because we are known as Tathasta Shakti, or the marginal energy of God.
Pošto smo poznati kao Tathasta Shakti ili granična energija Boga,
we always have the choice to choose whether to serve God or to be envious of God.
Uvijek imamo izbor, hoćemo li služiti Boga ili ćemo biti zavidni njega.
The devotees of the Lord, the pure devotees of the Lord, are not envious of Krishna or anyone.
Čisti bhakte Krishna nisu zavidni na njega niti na bilo koga.
Krishna tells Arjuna, Tattu te guyatamam pravakshami anasuyave. Because you are anasuyave, not envious of me, therefore I am instructing this confidential knowledge to you.
Krishna je rekao Arjuni, pošto nisi zavidan na mene, ja ti sada prenosim ovo povjerljivo znanje.
He says, Bhaktosi me sakacheti rahasyam yetadutmam, because you are my devotee, because you are my friend. Again, this is the same word, confidential instruction. Krishna says, I'm giving you this confidential instruction.
I na drugom mjestu Krishna je rekao, zato jer si moj prijatelj, ja ti prenosim ovo povjerljivo znanje.
We come into this material world full of material desires.
Mi smo došli u ovaj materijalni svijet puni materijalnih želja.
Icha dvesha smotena dvandva mohena bharata. We are literally overpowered by material desires. We are defeated by material desires.
Mi smo preplavljeni materijalnim željama. Mi smo poraženi materijalnim željama.
The body has got five knowledge acquiring senses.
Tijelo ima pet osjetila za primanje znanja.
The eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, and the tactile sense.
Oči, uši, nos, osjetilo dodira i jezik.
These senses are attracted to the sense objects, just like iron is attracted to a magnet.
Osjetila si privučena čulnim objektima, kao što je željezo privučeno magnetom.
That is the way the material world is designed.
To je način na koji je kreiran materijalni svijet.
Due to our false ego, we think I am the body, and we think I am enjoying sense gratification.
Zbog našeg lažnog ja, mi mislimo ja sam ovo tijelo i ja sada čulno uživam.
But it is all in our mind.
Ali to je sve zapravo u našem umu.
The material nature is separate and the spiritual energy of the soul is different.
Materijalna energija je odvojena, duhovna duša je opet nešto drugo.
Just as you cannot mix oil and water. Similarly, the soul has no, and it has nothing to do with the material energy.
Kao što ne možete pomiješati vodu i ulje, tako i duša nema ništa sa materijalnom energijom.
The senses and the sense objects are interacting, and in our minds we are thinking, I am enjoying ice cream.
Čula i predmeti čula međusobno djeluju, a mi zapravo u našim umovima mislimo, ja uživam, na primjer sladoled.
We are thinking that I am the ears and I am enjoying sting of the police or something.
Sting je pred...
Sting je pjevač.
Pjevač.
Nenad has the CD, so I...
Na primjer, možemo misliti, ja uživam u Stingu, u pjevaču iz grupe Police. Nenad ima njegov CD.
I thought of that. I think he's a vegetarian, actually.
Ja mislim da je vegetarian.
We can mention his name.
He chants Hare Krishna.
He chants Hare Krishna sometimes. He came to the temple in Bombay, actually.
Pio ponekad Hare Krishna je došao u temple u Bombay.
All the big singers.
Svi veliki pevači.
Madonna.
Madonna.
There was some program the other day, it was coming from Slovenia.
Bio je program neki dan.
And these ladies were talking about something. I don't know what it was because it was in Slovenian. But in the background was this record playing of Madonna singing about Krishna.
A u pozadini je svirala Madonna ploča na kojoj pjeva Krishna.
At the MTV. MTV, you all heard of?
No.
At the awards ceremony in 1998, she sang this song from prayers of Shankaracharya.
Ona je pjevala tu pjesmu iz molitvi Shankaracharya.
And it was on stage more than who knows how many tens of millions or hundreds of millions of people saw it around the world.
I tko zna koliko je desetina miliona ljudi širom svijeta vidjelo.
So it was quite amazing. The biggest, the best known prostitute in the world singing about Krishna.
To je bilo stvarno zadivljujuće da najpoznatija prostitutka na svijetu pjeva o Krishna.
So she gets some credit.
Tako dobila je neka pobožna zona.
Or we think that I am seeing some beautiful thing, or I am smelling some beautiful thing, but it is just the senses and the sense objects.
Ili mi mislimo, ja sam pijam neku finu stvar, ili mislimo, ja sam udišan neki fini miris, ali sve su to zapravo čula i predmeti svjetla.
But because I identify myself with the body, I experience the desires of the body.
Ali pošto se poistovjećujem sa tijelom, ja osjećam želje tog tijela.
Here it is explained that these desires are so numerous that they are just like rivers entering into the ocean.
Objašnjeno je da su te želje toliko brojne kao i rijeke koje se uljevaju u ocean.
Just think how many rivers and small, big rivers and small rivers there are all over the world.
Samo pomislite koliko ima velikih i malih rijeka na ovom svijetu.
And they all flow down to the ocean.
I sve teku prema oceanu.
This season right now is known as monsoon season in Asia.
Ovo doba sada je poznato kao monsunsko doba u Aziji.
There is so much rain and even tremendous flooding.
I ima jako puno kiša i velikih poplova.
In Bangladesh, over 1 million people have been flooded out of their homes.
U Bangladešu je poplavljeno preko milijuna ljudi.
India also, other parts of the world also.
U Indiji isto tako i u drugim dijelovima svijeta.
South America.
U Južnoj Americi.
So all this water ultimately empties into the ocean.
I sva ta voda uljeva se u ocean.
But the ocean is always the same.
Ali ocean je uvijek isti.
So this is a very nice example of how we can conquer over our desires.
I to je vrlo lijepi primjer kako mi možemo pobijediti naše želje.
Arjuna, in the beginning of this chapter, submits himself to Krishna as a disciple.
Na početku ovog poglavlja Krishna, Arjuna se podčinio Krishni kao njegov učenik.
Karpanya dosho pahata svabhavaha prachami tam dharma samudda cetaha. He uses the word samudda, which also means ocean.
On je upotrebio u tom stihu 2.7 također riječ samudra, što znači ocean.
Yatshreyasya nischitam bruhitan me sishyasteham shadimam tvam prapanam. He says that I am completely confused about my duty and I'm bewildered. Actually, the word here, samudra, means bewildered.
Zapravo, samudra ovdje znači zbunjen.
It's not samudra, actually, it's samudra.
Zapravo nije samudra, nego samudra. Arjuna je rekao, zbog jedne slabosti srca izgubio sam svu pribranost.
So he does the right thing. He surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and asks for direction.
I učinio je pravu stvar. Predao se svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi i tražio upute od nje.
So Arjuna is very much interested in how to identify a self-realized soul who is free from material desires.
Arjuna je jako znatiželjan kako da se poistovjeti sa duhovnom dušom.
Actually, he uses the word stitta pragya, which means someone who is fixed in consciousness.
Zapravo on koristi riječi stitta pragya, što znači čvrst, ufiksiran, učvršćen, utemeljen u svjesnosti.
We are, as long as we have this body, we will have material desires.
Tako dugo dok imamo ovo tijelo, imat ćemo i materijalnih želja.
But someone who is able to control those desires, who is not disturbed by those desires, he is called stitta pragya.
Ali onaj koji može kontrolirati takve želje, koji nije uznemiren takvom željom, se zove stitta pragya.
Just like in the Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction. Do you have that book in Croatian?
Yes.
Okay.
Kao Nektar poučavanja u Upadešamriti.
Have you all read that book?
Da, vi ste čitali tu knjigu, Nektar poučavanja Šrila Rupa Goswami.
Very nice book. Amazingly enough, Rupa Goswami says this book is very important for all beginning devotees.
Rupa Goswami je rekao, ta knjiga je vrlo bitna za početnike.
So in the first verse he says vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam udaropasta vegam ethan vegan yo vishaheta dhira sarvam apimam prativim sa sishyat.
So to je prvi stih u Upadešamriti.
he says that one who is able to control the desires of the desire to speak, the desire of the mind.
Rekao je, onaj koji je sposoban kontrolirati želje, želje govora, želje uma.
Manasa krodha vegam, one is able to control the desire, control his anger.
Koji je sposoban kontrolirati ljutnju.
One who is able to control the desires of the tongue, jiva vegam.
Onaj koji može kontrolirati nagone jezika, jiva vegam.
Udara pasta vegam, one who is able to control the desire for pasta, he is highly self-controlled. No, actually, that's what the Italians say, but that's the actual meaning of udara pasta means the belly and the genitals. But the point is that sarvam apimam prithivim sasishat, he's qualified to make disciples because he can control his desires. Not that he has no desires, that's not it, but he can control his desires.
Ali zaključuje da takva osoba može imati učenike. I to ne znači da takva osoba nema želja. Takva osoba ima želja, ali ona može kontrolirati te želje.
So Arjuna wants to know from Krishna, how can I identify someone who's able to control his desires?
Stoga Arjuna želi znati od Krishne kako ja mogu prepoznati tu osobu koja kontrolira te želje.
So he says, stitabhragasha kabasha, samadhi stasya keshava, stitadi kim prabhasheta, kim asita brajeta kim. Now, this is a very interesting verse, and you'll see why.
Stoga vam kaže taj stih koji je vrlo interesantan, ali vidjet ćete zašto.
He says, stitadi, it means a stitadir muni, a fixed, a person fixed in consciousness, kim prabhasheta, how does he talk?
On pita Krishnu kako ta osoba koja je utemeljena svjesnosti Krishne priča.
Kimasita, how does he sit?
Kako sjedi?
Brajeta kim, how does he walk?
Kako hoda?
So, you know, normally you would think, oh, Arjuna wants to know, does he speak quickly or does he speak slowly? Does he speak Croatian or does he speak Serbian? Or does he know English too? Or, you know, how does he talk?
Normalno, osoba bi mogla pomisliti da li on priča brzo, da li priča sporo, da li zna engleski, da li priča hrvatski.
But that's not what Arjuna is asking it all.
Ali to nije to.
Kim asita, how does he sit? How does he remain steady? How does he remain fixed?
Kim asita, kako on ostaje postojan?
If you take the literal translation, it means how does he sit?
Književni prijevod je kako sjedi.
So you think, well, naturally he sits in the full lotus position, and you know.
Prirodno je da sjedi u potpunom lotusu.
But that's not what Arjuna is talking about.
Ali to nije ono što Arjuna zanima.
Or Brajeta Kim, how does he walk? That's even more curious.
Ili kako hoda, to je još interesantnije.
You know, does he walk like a duck, or does he walk like a model, or, you know, how does he run quickly, or is he, like it said that Prabhupada could walk on the beach, and he was very, very fast walker. So if I want to be a self-realized soul, should I learn how to walk quickly, or?
Da li hoda brzo za Prabhupada, su rekli da je bio jako brz, znači ako sam ja samo spoznao da to znači da ću biti ja brz.
Well, Krishna gives a general explanation. He says, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Atmani vatmana tustastita pragyasta docate.
Krishna daje ovom stilu generalno objašnjenje.
When a man gives up all varieties of sense desire which arise from mental concoction,
kada čovjek odbaci sve vrste želja koje proizlaze iz mentalne spekulacije,
and when he finds satisfaction in the self alone,
i kada pronalazi zadovoljstvo samo u jastvu,
then he is said to have attained transcendental consciousness.
Tada se kaže za njega da je dostigao transcendentalnu svjesnost.
So then he goes on to explain that he says that dukeshanu vignamanaka sukeshu vigata spriha vitaraga baya krodha stitidir muniruchate yas sarvatrana bishnehas tatat prapyu shubhasubham navinandati nandrishti tasya pragya pratishtita.
Krishna kaže ovaj stih dalje.
He says about his speech that he realizes that we're living in a world of duality. There's happiness and there's distress. There's pain, there's pleasure.
Tu je sreća i nesreća. Tu je zadovoljstvo i nezadovoljstvo.
There's heat, there's cold.
Toplina i hladnoća.
There's beginning and there's end.
Tu je početak, ali tu je kraj.
So a self-realized soul, he doesn't speak in praise of anything in this material world. He neither condemns anything nor praises anything.
Stoga takva samospoznata osoba niti što slavi, niti što osuđuje u ovom svijetu.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also there is a verse where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says,
u Chaitanya Charitamrita je također stih gdje Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao,
dvaite badra badra gyan sarva mano dan e bala e manda e sab brahm. Someone who thinks, whose intelligence, whose jnana is that there's good and bad in this material world, he's in illusion.
Krishna Chaitanya kaže da onaj koji razmišlja o okvirima ovo je dobro, a ovo je loše, da je u iluziji.
He calls it mano dharma, or the activity of the mind, that's all.
On to zove manodharma, aktivnost uma, i to je sve.
Just like we say in English, one man's pleasure is another man's poison.
Kao što mi kažemo na engleskom, zadovoljstvo za jednog je otrov za drugog.
Everything is according to one's individual taste.
Sve u ovom svijetu u odnosu sa nečim vlastitim ukusom.
In the relative world, in the material world, there's nothing good or bad.
U relativnom svijetu, u materijalnom svijetu, nema ničeg niti dobrog, a niti lošeg.
E balo, this is good. E manda, this is bad.
E balo, ovo je dobro. E manda, ovo je loše.
E sub brahm, it's simply an illusion.
To je jednostavna iluzija.
We are spiritual beings.
Mi smo duhovna bića.
Anything that brings us closer to freedom from our imprisonment in this material body, that is good. And anything which takes us away from Krishna, that is bad.
Sve ono što nas vodi bliže Krishni, dakle, oslobođenje od ropstva ovog materijalnog tijela je dobro, a sve ono što nas odvodi od Krišne je loše.
We only have a very short time to stay in this world.
Mi zapravo imamo vrlo kratko vrijeme ostanka u ovom svijetu.
People don't see how quickly time is passing.
Ljudi ne vide kako vrijeme zapravo brzo prolazi.
They put all their eggs in one basket.
Zostavili sva njihova jaja u jednu košaru.
Do you have a saying like that in Croatia?
No.
If you put all your eggs in one basket and you fall down, then all your eggs are broken.
Ako stavite sva vaša jaja u jednu košaru i ta košara padne, sva jaja će biti razbijena.
So they put all their energy, all their intelligence into improving on the animal life.
Stoga oni ulažu sav svoj napor da bi poboljšali njihov životinjski život.
Totally neglecting their spiritual life.
U potpunosti zanemarujući njihov duhovni život.
I think the other day we talked about the bird in the cage. Did we talk about the bird in the cage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Čini mi se da smo neki dan
not here.
Razgovarali o rođenju kavezu.
Yes, huh? Yeah.
This is a bird. Not here.
Yeah. If someone has a birthday and their best friend knows that they like birds, so they buy them a cockatoo.
Sorry. Ako neko voli ptice i neko to sazna i onda mu kupi nekog kakadua.
Kakaduas can cost a lot of money.
Kakaduas može koštati puno para.
They're very beautiful, but they're very expensive.
Vrlo je lijep, ali vrlo skup.
So she buys her friend a kakadua, and out of all the other presents, of course, the lady likes that one the best.
I među svim tim poklonima, ta gospođa koju se to kupuje, ona najviše voli to kakadua.
And the nice thing is, the bird is in such a beautiful cage with gold and silver and jewels.
I vrlo je interesantno da je kavez od zlata sa raznim reguljima.
They're very rich people, they live in Hollywood.
Radi se vrlo bogatim ljudima koji žive u Hollywoodu.
And so after the party, the lady begins to take very nice care of the cage, polishing it and using the latest silver polish and diamond polish, and takes wonderful care of the cage.
Nakon zabave, gospođa se fantastično brine, polira sa svim mogućim sredstvima taj kavez.
But forgets to feed the bird. And the poor kakadua dies. So people are totally neglecting the soul, even though their physical life is passing very quickly.
Stoga ljudi u potpunosti zanemaruju dušu, iako njihov materialistički život vrlo brzo prolazi.
So the self-realized soul, he sees all of this in the material world and he just remains aloof, detached.
I samospoznata osoba, ona vidi sve što se zbiva u ovom materijalnom svijetu i zbog toga ostaje odvojena.
And how does he sit? Well, again, this doesn't mean his sitting posture, but it actually means, how does he remain in the material world? How does he, you know, how does he, what is his basic consciousness in the material world?
I ponovno pitanje kako sjedi ne znači na položaj kako sjedi, nego kakva je njegova svjesnost u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
So Krishna says, again, he gives another example. There's so many examples of animals given in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna ponovno daje jedan primjer, tako puno primjera sa životinjama u ovoj Bhagavad Gita.
It's interesting how you can learn so much just by looking in nature. There's a story in the Bhagavatam about a Brahmana who had 24 gurus.
Ima jedna priča o Brahmanu Srimad Bhagavatam koji imao 24 gurua.
It's not that he got reinitiated 24 times, but he had in nature, he was able to learn from so many animals in nature, and he considered the lessons that he got from them to be like the lessons one gets from a guru.
Jednostavno gledao prirodu, proučavao je životinje i shvatio je da to njihovo ponašanje, odnosno lekcije koje je dobio, su zapravo lekcije koje je dobio od gurua.
So Krishna says, yada sangharate chayam kurmongani vasarvasa indriyan indriyate vyastasya pragya pratishtita. When one is able to mentally renounce the material world or withdraw his senses from the sense objects,
Krishna kaže, ako se osoba mentalno odvoji od ovog materijalnog svijeta ili povuče svoja osjetila od predmeta osjetila.
Just like the turtle or tortoise is able to draw its limbs within its shell.
Kao što je kornjača sposobna uvući svoje udove u njen oklop.
Then he's called pragya pratishta. Stita Pragya.
Tada se ono zove Stita Pragya.
If any of you have been to Vrindavan in the Yamuna,
ako je netko od vas bio u Vrindavanu na Yamuni,
at Keshigat,
na Keshigat,
there are big giant turtles in the water.
Tamo su ogromne džinovske kornjače u vodi.
This big around.
Oh, okay.
Many of you seen big turtles like that? In a zoo, maybe?
Video velike kornjače.
On a video, maybe, yeah. But it's amazing to meet them in person. So they actually do that. You get closer to them and immediately they withdraw all their legs into their shell.
I kad im se približite, one to naprave, jednostavno povuku svoje udove u okup.
So Krishna says that the self-realized soul is able to remain detached from the false ego of the body.
I Krishna kaže da je sposobna ostati odvojena od lažnog ja.
By developing a higher taste.
Jednostavno razvijajući viši ukus.
He says, Vishaya vinivartante nirahara shideina. The Vishaya, the objects of the senses, are very, very powerful, very attractive for one who has got a body.
On kaže u Bhagavad Gita da objekti čula su vrlo privlačni za osjetila i vrlo su snažni.
It's not surprising that we're attracted by sense gratification.
I nije začuđujuće da smo mi čulno privučeni.
Krishna says, Daivi hi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya, that this material energy of mine is very powerful.
I Krishna kaže, ova moja materijalna energija je vrlo moćna.
Actually, everything is under the control of Durga Devi, and she's the wife of Lord Shiva.
Zapravo sve pod kontrolom Durga Devi, a ona je žena od gospodina Shiva.
And she knows exactly how to keep us here in this material world.
Ona zna točno kako nas držati u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
But Krishna says, Mam eva ye prapadyante mayami tam tarantite. One who surrenders to me, he can easily cross over the difficulties of material attachment.
Ali Krishna kaže, onaj koji se preda meni, on vrlo lako može nadići tu materijalnu privučenost.
So that is how a self-realized soul sits.
To je zapravo način kako samospoznata osoba sjedi.
That's how he exists in the material world.
Kako ona egzistira u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
In fact, it is said that he is something like a lotus flower.
Zapravo je rečeno da je ono poput lotusovog cvijeta.
Padma patram evambasa. It's in the water, but it's not touched by the water.
Ona je zapravo, lotusov cvijet je zapravo u vodi, ali nije dodirnut njom.
Krishna says that in regard to how difficult it is, he says, yathato hi apikanteya purushasva vipaschita indriyani pramati viharanti prasabham manaha, that the vipaschita, or the very learned wise person, even a brahmana,
Krishna kaže da vrlo učena, mudra osoba, čak i brahmana,
if he allows himself to meditate on the objects of the senses,
ako sebi dopusti da meditira na objekte osjetila.
Now, because we have got senses, we are seeing things, we're touching things, we're tasting things. We can't avoid that.
Pošto imamo osjetila, mi jednostavno ne možemo izbjeći da dodirujemo stvari, da gledamo stvari, da mirišemo stvari.
But we shouldn't let ourselves get overly absorbed in meditation or attachment or attached to those sense objects.
Ali se ne smijemo dozvoliti da počnemo meditirati na te predmete osjetila.
So he says about this vipaschita, indriyani pramatini. Because of his senses, he becomes mad. Pramatini means mad.
I Krishna kaže upravo zbog te meditacije, odnosno zbog čula, takva osoba postaje luda.
A mad person will do things that he knows are bad for him, but he can't control himself.
Luda osoba će napraviti stvari za koje zna da su loše za nju, ali ne može to kontrolirati.
For example, people smoke cigarettes.
Na primjer, ljudi puše cigarete.
Now everybody knows cigarettes will shorten your life.
Svi znaju, cigarete vam skraćuju život.
In America we call them coffin nails.
U Americi ih zovemo
čavli za mrtvački sand.
Little cigarette, it's like a nail that you bang into your coffin.
Cigareta je poput čavla kojeg zabijate u lijes.
There's such a big campaign in America now to get people to quit smoking.
Tako je velika kampanja sad u Americi da ljudi se ostave pušenja.
But there are people who are so attached to cigarette smoking. I saw a commercial on TV for cigarettes. They were in an airplane flying in the sky.
Video sam na televiziji u avionu koji leti po nebu.
And cigarette smoking is no longer allowed anywhere in America on any planes.
I pušenje više u Americi nije dozvoljeno ni u kakvim avionima.
So this commercial had a bunch of people. People take drugs, people take alcohol, they know it will destroy them.
Ljudi se drogiraju, ljudi piju, znaju da će ih to uništiti.
But they can't get happiness by simple living and high thinking.
Ali ne mogu dobiti sreću jednostavnim življenjem i visokim razmišljenjem.
They've never tried.
Nisu nikad ni pokušali.
because they're mad. Indriyani pramatini.
They're smooth.
Haranti prasabham manaha. Their mind is forcibly dragged away. Haranti means forcibly their mind is dragged away. Even a vipaschita, learned person. So that's how dangerous it can be to meditate on the objects of the senses too long.
Stoga je vrlo opasno meditirati na predmete osjetila dugo.
So Krishna goes on to talk about the process by which we get trapped.
Stoga Krishna nastavlja objašnjavati taj proces pomoću kojeg možemo postati postojan.
He says, yeah.
Upačen u zamku.
Upačen u zamku.
He says, dhyayato viṣayan puṃsa. Sangaste subhajayate, sangat sanjayate kama, kama krodo bhijayate, krodat bhagati samoha, samoha smriti vibrama, smriti brahmashat, buddhinashat, buddhinashat, pranashati. While contemplating the objects of the senses, one develops attachment.
So Krishna dalje nastavlja objašnjavati, dok meditiramo predmetima, osjetila osoba razvija privrženost prema njima.
The businessmen, the salespeople, the marketing people,
businessmen i trgovci.
Did you say all three? The businessmen,
market people,
marketing people,
reklamni ljudi koji rade,
the salespeople. They create all kinds of useless things that we don't need.
Oni kreiraju sve vrste beskorisnih stvari koje ne treba.
Every year they've got to produce a new car, a new model with all kinds of new toys in it.
Svake godine oni naprave novi auto sa novim pomagalima unutra.
The old car worked just fine.
Stari auto je radio super.
But they are expert by their marketing strategies.
Ali oni su eksperti u njihovoj njihovom oglašavanju.
To convince you that if you don't buy the 1999 model, then your life just won't be successful.
Oni su toliko uspješni u tome da vas uspiju uvjeriti da ako ne kupite model iz 999 da nećete biti uspješni u životu.
So there are so many useless products out there in the market.
Stoga ovdje ima toliko mnogo beskorisnih stvari.
If you want a little bit clearer idea, then after class you can sit with Mayapur Das and he'll tell you about America.
Ako hoćete dobiti malo jasnu ideju o tome, onda nakon predavanja sjedite s Mayapurom, pa ćemo on reći par stvari o Americi.
It's of course the richest country in the world, but it's also 275 million people. It's the biggest marketplace in the world.
Naravno, radi se o najbogatijoj zemlji na svijetu u kojoj živi 275 miliona ljudi. I to je najveća tržnica na svijetu.
So they have everything for everything.
Oni imaju sve za sve.
You know, they, what's a good example? I mean,
što je dobar primjer?
Health food store.
Huh?
Health food store.
Health food store.
Dobar primjer su prodavane dobre zdrave hrane.
It's not that they have a health food store, but they'll have 57 different brands of health toothpaste.
Imaju 57 različitih pasta za zube.
Just to make sure that you have to make a big choice, which one shall I buy?
Samo da biste imali veliki izbor, koju da kupim.
And by marketing, each one has got a different feature. Someone is, you know, the taste is very good. Someone has got special herbs added. Some product has made with chalk rather than with ordinary, you know.
I svaka je različita. Neke imaju super okus, neke imaju posebno ljekovito bilje, neke imaju
kredu.
So, sangat sanjayate kama. While allowing the mind to think about all these choices, you become attached.
I dok dozvoljavate umu da razmišlja o svom tom izboru, postajete jednostavno privučeni.
Not only attached, you become lusty.
No, no.
Ne samo privučeni, već poželjni.
Ne samo privučeni, već poželjni.
Krishna warns us, he tells Arjuna, this is our real enemy, lust.
Krishna nas upozorava, to je naš pravi neprijatelj, požuda.
It's not just lust for sex. Yogis can control lust for sex, but that same energy gets transferred to so many other things.
To nije samo želja za seksom, nego se ta želja može izraziti na mnoge druge načine.
So, kama krodo bijajte, lust is never satisfied.
A požuda nikad nije zadovoljena.
It's like trying to put out a fire by adding petrol to the fire.
To je kao da pokušamo ugasiti vatru dolijevanjem benzina.
You can never get enough.
Nikad nam neće biti dosta.
You can never get enough money.
Nikad nam neće biti dosta novca.
You can never have enough cars or enough houses or enough televisions.
Nikad nećete imati dovoljno kuća, automobila, televizora.
If you don't have what you want now, then you will work like a donkey patiently to get it later on.
Ako hoćete takve stvari, morate sad raditi kao magarac da biste ih dobili kasnije.
So the result of lust is either you get what you want and you're frustrated because it doesn't satisfy you.
Stoga rezultat požude je dobiješ što još uvijek si frustriran jer ti to ne zadovoljava.
Or you can't have it, you can't get it, and you become frustrated and angry.
Ili to nećeš dobiti, pa ćeš opet biti frustriran i poslije ćeš ljut.
I have seen great disparity or difference of opulence in some countries where I've lived.
Vidio sam različite vrste bogatstva bogatih ljudi u zemljama u kojima sam živio.
For example, in India.
Na primjer, u Indiji.
When I first went to India, the owners of big companies.
Kad sam prvi put bio u Indiji, vlasnici velikih kompanija.
They lived very simply.
Su živjeli vrlo jednostavno.
They wore white dhoti, white kurta. Their office was very simple.
Oni su nosili bijelu dhoti, bijelu kurtu. Njihove ponude su bile njihovi uredi su bili vrlo jednostavni.
They might be multi-millionaires, but they would drive a very simple car.
Mogli su biti multimilioneri, ali su vozili jednostavne auto.
Their house would be very simple with very little furniture.
Kuće su im bile jednostavne s malo namještaja.
And they would spend their money for a good purpose, to build a dharmshala, to build a temple.
Novac su trošili u dobre svrhe, da bi gradili templove, dharmshale.
Build a hospital.
Bolnice.
And they had the respect of their workers and the people.
I oni su imali poštovanje prema njihovim radnicima i ljudima.
But then I saw the next generation that was educated at Harvard, that was educated at, in London, what is that?
Oxford, Cambridge.
Huh? Oxford, Cambridge. Oxford, Cambridge.
Onda sam vidio druge generacije koje su odgajane na Harvardu u Americi ili u Engleskoj, na Oxfordu ili Cambridgeu.
And they started buying fancy cars, big houses, opulent clothing.
I oni su počeli kupovati skupe automobile, velike kuće, skupu garderobu.
So then I saw that the workers became very envious.
I onda sam vidio da su radnici postali jako zavidni.
And then there were so many strikes and violence and envy.
Bilo je jako puno nasilja i štrajkova i zavisti.
So that is what happens when you allow yourself to get caught by lust.
A to se dešava kad je osoba preplavljena sa požudom.
So krodat bhavati samoha, when one becomes angry, he becomes bewildered.
A kad osoba postane ljuta, onda automatski postane zbunjena.
And everything is lost.
I sve je zgubljeno.
So Krishna goes on to explain
Krishna nastavlja dalje sa objašnjenjem
the consciousness of a self-realized soul.
Svjesnost i samospoznate osobe.
He one of my favorite verses. Well, first of all, he says raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indriyaischaran atmavasyar vidyatma prasadam adagacchati. If you want to attain higher consciousness, then you have to practice some regulation in your life.
Krishna kaže odma na početku, ako želite dostići viši nivo svijesti, onda trebate prakticirati nekakvu striktnost, nekakve regulativne principe u svom životu.
But he uses the words prasadam adigacchati, the regulative principles of freedom.
I on upotrebljava taj izraz prasadam adigacchati, regulativni principi slobode.
In other words, by regulating your desires in a religious way, you are able to free yourself from the power of lust.
Drugim riječima, regulativnim principima slobode, vi sebi omogućujete oslobođenje od moći požude.
Most people are godasa, or servant of their senses.
Većina ljudi su godasa, sluge osjetila.
But the devotees are trying to become goswami, or master of their senses.
Ali bhakte se pokušavaju se truditi da postanu goswami ili gospodari osjetila.
And Krishna explains that nasti buddhya yuktasya na chayuktasya bhavana, unless you come to this platform of buddhi or knowledge, transcendental knowledge.
I Krishna objašnjava, tako dugo dok ne dođete do tog stadija buddhi, do stadija transcendentalnog znanja,
na chayuktasya bhavana, you can't have a steady mind or controlled intelligence.
Ne možete imati postojan um i kontroliranu inteligenciju.
And nacha, without that, nacha bhavayata shantir, without a steady mind, steady intelligence, you will never be peaceful in your life.
A bez postojanog uma, mirne inteligencije, ne možete dostići mir u životu.
You'll always be up and down.
Nećete biti gore dolje.
Viche mayar boshe yachave se kachah budu bubai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur to rekao.
I'm just like a piece of grass being tossed this way and that way in the waves of Maya.
Ja sam poput vlati trave koja se ljulja tamo ovamo pod udarcima valova Maje.
Just like a piece of grass is tossed this way and that way in the waves of the river, I am being tossed this way and that way in the waves of Maya.
Kao što vlat trave u rijeci ide ovdje i ondje, tako ja idem ovdje i ondje pod udarcima Maje.
Krishna goes on to give the example of a boat. He says, Indriyanam hi charatam yanmano nu vidyate tadasya harati pragyam vayur navami vambasi. Like
a Krishna za to daje primjer broda.
Like a boat on the wet water is swept away by a strong wind, so also someone whose mind becomes fixed on the sense objects, he's also carried away by that powerful force.
Kao što brod na moru može biti odnesen vrlo jakim vjetrom, tako jedno osjetilo može odneti osobu ako je osoba pod utjecajem tog osjetila.
And then Krishna explains that this intelligence to try to break out of illusion, to wake up to our eternal spiritual nature, this is something very different.
A Krishna kaže zapravo razbijanje te iluzije, buđenje naše prave svjesnosti je nešto različito.
He says, Ya nisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami tasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisha pashuto mune. The materialistic man, what is nighttime for him is daytime for the self-realized soul.
Krishna kaže da ono što je noć za materialistu je dan za samospoznatu osobu.
We actually see that in these days more and more people are spending a lot of their time late at night drinking and making merry.
I zapravo vidimo da danas jako puno ljudi provodi svoje vrijeme po noći pijući, pronalazeći partnera.
When the sun goes down, you're also supposed to go down.
Kad sunce zalazi, pretpostavlja se također da i mi idemo spati.
It's time for sleeping.
Vrijeme za spavanje.
And you should get up early in the morning, just before the sun gets up, about 1.5 hours before the sun gets up.
I trebate ustati prije sunca, sat i pol prije nego sunce izađe.
But today in major cities all over the world, people don't even get to bed until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ono zapravo danas u glavnim gradovima po svijetu ljudi ne idu spavati prije 2-3 ujutro.
They're living in darkness.
Žive u tami.
When the sun is up, they're sleeping.
Kad je sunce na nebu, spavaju.
So, the self-realized soul, his activities are, they look similar to the activities of a materialistic man.
Aktivnosti samospoznate osobe izgledaju slično aktivnostima materialističke osobe.
The materialistic man is working and the self-realized soul is working.
Jedan i drugi rade.
The self-realized soul is eating, the materialistic man is eating.
Jedan i drugi jedu.
The materialistic man has a family and the self-realized soul also has a family.
Jedan i drugi imaju obitelj.
The difference is that the self-realized soul is not pushed by the different senses. He's acting out of duty and service to Krishna.
Ali razlika je u tome što samospoznata osoba nije tjerana nagonima osjetila, već radi iz dužnosti.
He's not forced by desire to act.
Nije prisiljena željom da radi.
We already talked about how someone who is under the control of desire, he can do many mad things.
Već smo govorili o tome kako neko ko je pod kontrolom želja može napraviti jako puno ludih stvari.
But a self-realized soul, his life is very equipoised. His life is very steady and peaceful.
Ali život samospoznate osobe je vrlo uravnotežen, postojan i miran.
So here is the difference. Krishna says,
stoga tu je razlika, Krishna kaže,
tadvat kama yam pravashanti sarve sashanti mapnoti nakama kami. Both the materialistic man and the devotees experience desires.
I tu je razlika, i jedan i drugi, materialista i bhakta, osjećaju želje.
But the devotee does not struggle like a donkey to satisfy his desires.
Ali bhakta se ne bori poput magarca da bi zadovoljio te želje.
He fixes his mind on the path of devotional service and he gradually makes advancement.
On je učvrstio svoj um u službu predanog poštovanja i malo po malo napreduje na tom putu.
Because of his steady life, when he leaves this world, he goes back to Krishna with his mind fixed on Krishna's lotus feet.
A zbog njegovog postojanog života, na kraju, prilikom smrti, odlazi Krishni zbog uma koji je učvršćen na Krishni, na lotusova stopala.
But the materialistic man is all his life struggling to fulfill one desire after another, and he never gets peace.
A materialista cijelo vrijeme pokušava zadovoljiti jednu želju za drugom i stoga nikad ne dostiže mir.
Mukti bhakti siddhi kami shokali ashanta Krishna bhakta nishkam atayav shanta. Neither the person searching after mukti, nor the person, mukti means liberation, or the person searching after bhakti, sense gratification, or even the person interested in yogic siddhi.
Niti ona osoba koja teži oslobođenju, niti ona osoba koja teži čunom zadovoljenju, niti ona osoba koja teži mističnim savršenstvima.
Because they're all pushed by some kind of material desire.
Jer su sve one pod upravom neke vrste materialističkih želja.
But Krishna Bhakta Nishkam, he has no desire for himself. He has desire to please the deity, to please the spiritual master, but for himself he has no desire to fulfill.
One ne dostižu mir, ali osoba poput Krishna Bhakta, on nema osobnih želja. On ima jedino želje da zadovolji deity, da zadovolji duhovnog učitelja.
Just before Srila Prabhupada left his body, he said to the Ayurvedic Kaviraj,
prije nego što je Srila Prabhupada napustio svoje tijelo, rekao je ayurvedskom doktoru,
just a few hours before he left,
samo nekoliko sati prije nego je otišao,
he said, koi icha nahi, I have no desire,
rekao nam želje.
So that's what we want to try and go in that direction.
I mi zapravo pokušavamo ići u tom smjeru.
It's something new to us.
To je nešto novo za nas.
Because we've been taught up, we've been brought up and taught all our lives to increase our desires.
Jer smo odrasli i odgajani smo da stalno povećavamo naše želje.
And now we're being offered a different idea.
A sad nam je ponuđena druga ideja.
So we have to use our good intelligence and
trebamo iskoristiti našu dobru inteligenciju.
Try our best to become yogis.
Pokušati najbolje što možemo da bi postali jogi.
It's the only possible way to become happy.
Jer je to jedini mogući način da postanemo sretni.
Somebody who runs around like a madman trying to satisfy his desires, he'll never get satisfaction, neither in this world nor in the next.
Onaj koji je lud i koji samo trči da bi zadovoljio svoje želje, ne može dostići mir ni zadovoljstvo ni u ovom svijetu, ni u sljedećem.
At the time of death, he'll still have desires to fulfill.
Jer u vrijeme smrti još uvijek ima želja koju treba ispuniti.
You see, very old men, very old wretched bodies, they still have strong sex desire. Have you heard of John D. Rockefeller?
Jeste čuli za John Rockefeller?
Yeah. He died at 76 years old. In bed with his prostitute.
A u krevetu mu je bila prostitutka.
He had a heart attack.
Imao je srce.
Krishna.
Oh, Krishna.
Well, you translate even that too. Right up to the last moment, there's a story about Emperor Akbar in India.
Do zadnjeg trena ima jedna priča o caru Akbaru u Indiji.
Although he was a Persian, a Muslim by birth,
iako je bio musliman po rođenju,
but he was the emperor of all the forces in northern India.
Bio je zapovjednik svih snaga u sjevernoj Indiji.
And he developed, he stayed in Delhi, Hastinapur. He stayed in Delhi.
I sjedište mu je bilo u Delhiju, Hastinapuru.
So he was close to Vrindavan.
Bio je blizu Vrindavan.
And Jaipur.
I Jaipura.
And he used to study Indian culture quite a bit.
I studirao je indijsku kulturu.
He was an intelligent man.
Bio je inteligentan.
He had even Brahminical advisors.
Imao je savjetnike koji su bili brahmani.
So one day he asked one of his ministers, when does sex life disappear? At what age does sex desire disappear?
Jednog dana pitao je jednog od svojih savjetnika, u koje doba života prestaje seksualna želja.
So his minister said, right up to the end of life, it doesn't disappear.
Ministar mu je rekao, ne nestaje do kraja života.
So Akbar couldn't believe it. He thought, surely you get older and the desire gets weaker and finally you have hardly any sex desire at all.
Akbar nije mogao vjerovati, jer kako slabi tijelo, vjerojatno slabi seksualna želja i konačno na kraju više nema.
So he argued with the minister.
I onda se malo prepucao s ministrom.
So the minister was smart. He didn't want to argue with the king. It's a good way to get your head chopped off.
A ministar je bio pametan i nije se htio prepucavati s njim.
But he waited about 3 weeks.
I čekao 3 tjedna.
And then one day he came into Akbar's chambers and he said, please trust me, just come with me right now.
I tada je došao u Akbarove odaje i rekao mu, molim te, vjeruj mi, ajde odmah pođi sam.
So Akbar said, what is it? What do you want?
Akbar ga je pitao, što želiš?
The minister said, I have something to show you, but I can't tell you. Please come.
A ministar mu je odgovorio, imam ti nešto za pokazat, ali ti ne mogu reći.
So Akbar was curious and he said, okay.
Akbar je to zanimalo, pa rekao, okay.
And the minister said, you also bring your young daughter.
A ministar mu je rekao, ajde povedi mlađu kćer sa sobom.
So he took them out of the palace, out of the city. They went right to the very edge of Akbar's kingdom.
I odveo ih je izvan palače, izvan grada, do samog kraja Akbarovog carstva.
All the time Akbar was wondering, where is he taking me?
Cijelo vrijeme Akbar se pitao, pa gdje me vodi?
So there was a small little mud hut.
Tamo je bila jedna koliba napravljena od blata.
And the minister informed Akbar that there is a very old man and he's just about to die.
The minister je onda rekao konačno Akbaru da je tamo vrlo star čovjek koji se upravo sprema napustiti ovaj svijet.
I'm going to tell him that you have come to see him.
Ja ću mu reći da si ga došao posjetiti.
When I call you, you please come in.
I kad te pozovem, molim te uđi.
And bring your daughter also.
I povedi svoju kćer također.
So then the minister went in and informed the very poor and insignificant and very old man.
I tada je ministar ušao i obavijestio je vrlo siromašnog, beznačajnog starca.
That the emperor of the whole kingdom had come to see him at his time of death.
Da je car cijelog ovog područja u doba njegove smrti došao da ga vidi.
Now supposing by God's grace you get sick and get very ill and you're about to die.
Supposing. A pretpostavimo da kada stajete i spremate se umreti.
And then your relative comes and says, Bill Clinton's at the front door with Hillary and they want to meet you.
I dođe vam neki rođak i kaže vam, Bill Clinton sa svojom Hillary je tu i čeka, došli su da te vide.
You would be really surprised and really pleased.
I bili bi zadovoljni.
Or maybe you're Republican and you wouldn't like it, but I don't know.
Možda ste Republikanac, sa poštom demokrat. To ništa ne znači.
Anyway, this old man was very excited. The Emperor Akbar has come to see me.
Taj starac je bio jako iznenađen. Car Akbar je došao da me vidi.
So the minister called Akbar to come in. He entered the door along with his daughter.
I onda je ministar pozvao Akbara da uđe. On je ušao zajedno sa svojim kćerkom.
Akbar looked at the man's face.
I Akbar je gledao čovjekovo lice.
And the man's eyes went right to his daughter.
A njegove oči su krenule direktno prema njegovoj kćeri.
He hardly noticed Akbar.
Jedno da ga je primijetio.
It's a true story, it actually happened.
To je istinita priča koja se desila.
So, again, the same thing. He who struggles hard to satisfy desires.
Ponovno ista stvar, onaj koji se bori da bi zadovoljio svoje želje, svoje čula.
He won't get peace.
Neće dostići mir.
But he who practices devotional service in a spirit of detachment.
Ali onaj koji prakticira službu predanog poštovanja u raspoloženju odvojenosti.
He will actually enjoy transcendental happiness.
On će zapravo uživati transcendentalno blaženstvo.
So are there any questions?
Dakle, ima li nikakvih pitanja? Trenutno praktirati sto sada, recimo, možu, da li to znači da ste mirni u duhovnom životu i da je prije kasnije moramo početi?
So, if I can now, I can't now practice very strict sadhana. Do you think that I'm on the same level? Mislim na onako, da sam nizal nivo, da stagniram. I da to najde stagniram na ovom životu da bi u svemu trebalo strictno početi primjenjivati radi danih napisa.
I da bi trebalo kasnije ili sada?
Kasnije, mislim na tokom vremena, pa što sad izgledam.
And does it mean that I have to by time have to practice more strict sadhana to make some advance?
What do you think?
Što ti misliš? O tome.
Da bi ako sad ne prakticiraš strogu sadhanu da stagniraš i da bi kasnije trebao prakticirati strogu sadhanu da bi napravio napredak. Što misliš o tome?
So he thinks that he has to make fix sadhana.
Yes, Krishna says, Ye yata mam prapadyante tangsta thaiva vajrami aham.
Krishna kaže ovaj stih Bhagavad Gita.
All of them, as they approach me, I reward them accordingly.
A kako mi se neko preda, tako ga nagrađujem.
If somebody gives me 5% of his attention and energy, I reciprocate 5% with him.
Ako mi neko da 5% svoje energije i svoje pažnje, uzvraćam sa 5%.
If someone gives me 50% of his energy, then I reveal myself 50% to him.
Ako mi se neko preda 50%, ja mu se razotkrivam 50%.
If someone surrenders to me 100% body, mind and words, then I become conquered by him.
Ako mi se neko 100% preda, djelima, riječima i mislima, osvojčam.
I become his chariot driver.
Postaću njegov vozač koče.
Just like Bali Maharaj, I become his doorkeeper.
Kao u primjeru Bali Maharaja, bit ću njegov čuvar na ulaznim vratima.
I constantly guide him from within the heart as super soul.
Neprestano ću ga voditi iznutra u obliku nadduše.
So there is no competition with you and other devotees.
Nema natjecanja između tebe i drugih bhakta.
It is your own life and your relationship with Krishna.
To je tvoj život i tvoj odnos s Krishna.
Nobody is going to have to suffer or enjoy for your actions except you.
Nikom neće uživati ili patiti osim tebe.
If you want to go slowly, you can go slowly.
Ako želiš ići polako, idi polako. Ideš polako.
And if you want to make quick advancement, then you can make quick advancement.
A ako hoćeš brži napredak, onda možeš učiniti brži napredak.
The illusion is something like this.
Iluzija je nešto poput toga.
In India, they have people who pull boats along the riverside.
U Indiji imaju ljude koji vuku brodove uz obalu.
So, one man is pulling his boat along the river and he's walking along the bank of the river.
Čovjek vuče brod po rijeci i hoda po obali.
But he has to walk in the mud and sometimes even stool where people pass stool on the bank of the river.
Ponekad gradi po blatu, ponekad po izmetu i ljudi vrše nuždu uz obalu.
So he's thinking, boy, I'm going to save all my money from pulling boats.
Pa misli, ja ću zašparati sav svoj novac od guranja broda.
And when I become wealthy, then I'm going to put mattresses all along the bank of the river here.
A kad postanem bogat, onda ću postaviti one kocke.
Madrace.
Uz obalu.
So that way I can walk on the madras and I won't have to walk in the mud and the stool when I pull boats.
I onda mogu hodati po madracima kad guram brod.
But the man doesn't realize that when he becomes wealthy, he won't have to pull boats anymore.
I on ne kuži da kad postane bogat ne mora više gurat brod, guć brod.
So we are calculating materially, but we don't realize that if we surrender to Krishna, then we will benefit in such a wonderful spiritual way. We don't lose anything.
Mi tako kalkuliramo materialistički. Kad se predamo Krishna, ovo nisam uhvatio, u smislu. Kad se predamo Krishna, onda nećemo ništa izgubiti. Uživat ćemo u duhovnom blaženstvu.
Kali Yuga is getting worse and worse.
Kali Yuga postaje sve gore i gore.
If you want to stay here longer and try to squeeze out some enjoyment from the body,
ako ostanemo ovdje duže i pokušamo iscijediti nešto malo nektara iz tijela,
go ahead, try your best.
Samo naprijed, pokušaj najbolje što možeš.
But many devotees, or shall I say personally, I think you would be better to to give all your energy to Krishna now.
Bilo bi bolje da uložiš svu svoju energiju u odnosu s Krishnom odmah.
It doesn't mean that you can't have a family.
Ne znači da ne moraš imati obitelj.
It doesn't mean that you can't have a business.
Da ne moraš imati posao.
But you have to have some regulative sadhana.
Ali moraš imati reguliranu sadhanu.
Jasno, definirali smo da ovoga materijalni život donosi frustraciju
svakog slučaja. Da, ali... We made some definition that materialistic life is full of miseries and brings frustration.
Da, i onoga... Osamana prijat Krishna.
And then we have to surrender to Krishna.
Da bi nadišli gune materijalne prirode.
To overcome the modes of material nature.
Da, to je jako rijetko u momentima uspije na taj način i dok ne uspije, onda se također osjeća frustraciju.
So,
ta frustracija zna biti ovoga, onda i bijes na onoj glavi i tako, da li to prirodno?
Sometimes I feel that I overcome the modes and I feel myself very happy, but sometimes I don't and then I become angry. So is that natural?
That's very good.
No, no.
Anger is a natural emotion.
Ljutnja je prirodni osjećaj.
Take out your anger on Maya.
Usmjeri svoju ljutnju na Maju.
Don't surrender to being forced to act.
Ne predaj se
tome. Ne predaj se... Ne bi biti prisiljen da djeluješ onako kako Maja kaže.
I'm actually a very angry person.
Ja sam zapravo vrlo ljutac.
I'm constantly beating up myself.
Ja se konstantno tučem.
I punch myself, I kick myself.
Kažnjavam se, šutiram se.
Not physically.
Ne fizički.
But I recognize that I want to go back to Godhead and my former life is putting obstacles in the way.
Shvatio sam da želim kući nazad Bogu, a da mi je prošli život bio prepreka.
So I get angry.
Stoga sam ljut.
And I try to improve little by little.
Pokušavam ići naprijed, malo po malo.
Yeah, I don't think you can show any mercy.
Ne mislim da nemaš samilost.
Ne mislim da trebaš pokazivati samilost.
You know, I thought about giving the answer.